Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome, everybody, to the Criminal Justice Forum. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Michael Lewis. This program, once again, focuses in on criminal justice-related issues. And this, for the next several weeks, we're still talking with university students who are in class and were assigned to conduct an in-depth interview with a criminal justice professional or investigator, compose a detailed report, discuss it in class and on the show as well. Our Blog Talk Radio show is a weekly broadcast streaming live worldwide. We typically will take calls and chats during the last few minutes of the broadcast, so please feel free to call in if you have any questions or comments for either me or my guest. Our call-in number is area code 424-220-1870. We encourage as much interaction as possible, so feel free to call in. Again, our main purpose of the broadcast is to give our listening audience an informative, about 15-minute snapshot, you know, type of show, you know, that's dedicated to criminal justice system and professionals working in the field. Our guest tonight is Gabriela Santos Toscano. She is, I think, on. Let me see if we can click over. All right. Are you there, Gabby? Let's see. Okay. All right. Good afternoon. Can you hear us? Okay, there you go. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Gabby. How are you? I hit the wrong button.
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very good. I know our schedules have been conflicting and you've been very busy, so I do appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me here. Like I said, I'm sorry for my crazy schedule, but I'm glad we found the time to do this.
Absolutely, good. All right, well, we're just going to start off by asking a couple, I guess, questions of you, and then we'll talk about kind of who you've had the occasion to speak with and interview. But if you can tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself and who you are and what you're doing at Tiffin University.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you said just a while ago, my name is Gabby. I am a current senior now at Tiffin University. I'm graduating in May. I am doing a dual degree, so I am majoring in law enforcement in a criminal justice school and international management in a business school. That takes a lot of my time. I am planning on going to law school after I graduate. That's just kind of how another thing that's taking a lot of my time, but I guess that's a little bit about me in a nutshell.
Good. Well, I know you definitely stay busy on campus and are doing a great job, and I think it'll certainly, you know, all your efforts will serve you well at law school as well. So I wish you the continued success. So this project, you know, you had the opportunity to talk with somebody that's a working professional, and your internship, if you want to speak just for a minute or so about your internship, I assume maybe that's kind of how you got connected with the person that you interviewed?
Yeah,
or no,
exactly.
Sure.
So I did my internship over this past summer at the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office. So in there,
great.
I got in touch with a lot of people in the criminal justice field, detectives, police officers, attorneys, judges, everything. And I was specifically working the crime strategies unit, and then they have a lot of their job is really communicating with police officers and making sure they are trying to indict the individuals as well as they can. So I had the opportunity once to work with Detective Diaz, which is the individual I interviewed for this project, and it was a homicide case. So that's just kind of how I connected with him. I mean, briefly, great. Just working through a trial and whatnot.
Good. Now, the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office is probably one of the larger prosecutor's office, one of the larger counties in the state of Ohio, and a very active office. As far as that goes, how many people were typically would work in a case? I mean, is that, you know, are there multiple cases assigned each day, or can you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, they have approximately probably, I want to say, about 200 assistant prosecuting attorneys with the office. And each of them in their dockets, they probably have about 60 cases that they're, like, currently actively prosecuting. So that is a lot of cases. The unit
sure
that
is.
I was actually working on, the attorneys in there, they didn't have a docket, like an active docket, because more of the job they were doing was a little bit different than everybody else. But, yeah, about 200 of them with about 60 cases in their dockets. So they were there's always running around, and depending on the size of the case, how many prosecutors they would need in that specific trial. So they could have up to, like, I saw one of the trials, they had about six assistant prosecuting attorneys in there. So.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you were connected with a homicide case with Detective Diaz. Can you tell a little bit about Detective Diaz and kind of his background and how many years of service and what agency then he works for and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Detective Diaz, he is one of the lead detectives in the homicide unit over in Cleveland. He has been in that position since 2006. So he's been doing that specifically for a really long time. He worked basic patrol for like 40 years, and then all of that in Cleveland. And then after that, he went to the narcotics unit for about a year. Then he went to the strike force unit, where he dealt with a lot of out of theft, burglary and stuff like that. And he did that for about 2 years. And then he went to the just a regular detective bureau. And then in 2006, he got promoted to the homicide unit, and he's been doing that ever since.
Good. Okay, fantastic. Did you talk about any type of his education or professional education that he received to either become a detective or, you know, more specifically into the homicide unit?
Yeah, actually, he said that he never really went to college. He actually had a really interesting story. He never went to college. After high school, he went to the military, and like he said, he was certified in grave registration unit, which he just called himself, quote unquote, body bagger. So essentially, he was just sort of like dealing with the injured soldiers and stuff like that. And then that's what he did for a really long time, like right after high school, and then he went into patrol right afterwards.
Oh, okay. And what type of discussions did you have with him when you talked to him about anything specific on a case or anything like that?
Yeah, so one of the first things he told me was that when he first started at the unit, they had about 24 detectives, and then now they only have about 12 of them, so the size of the unit actually kind of got smaller. And then I asked him about his caseload and why not, and he said that back when he first started in 2006, their caseload was about, they probably had about 140, 150 homicides a year. And he said that right now Cleveland is currently at 97 homicides. So they're looking at about the same number from 12 years ago, which I thought it was really interesting considering, you know, how times have changed since 2006 to now. And then he also told me that they have six of their officers that are on the shooting team. So they investigate the police-related shootings and shooting the police officers and stuff like that. They just kind of – they do the regular, like, regular homicides and whatnot. And then they also deal with the police officer shootings and everything.
Okay. Anything more specific on that or –
No, he didn't really go into a lot of details. The one thing that I asked specifically about a case was Just kind of going off of the case that I helped out in trial. And he even pulled up some of the information he had, because that happened some years ago. So he pulled up the file, and because, you know, the class that we're working on was evidence processing and whatnot, so I asked him about the evidence in the case. And long story short, what the case specifically was, just to kind of give you guys some guidance, I guess, in the story, it was a shooting. It was mostly like a drug deal that went bad, but they had some inner motives between it. There were two defendants, and they just shot the drug dealer. And he was shot, I want to say, probably around 28 times. And then the Detective Diaz said that he was first there. He got in at first, right after patrol, because he was on duty. And he said that most of the evidence was definitely the shell casings for the bullets that hit the individual. And then I asked about more of the collection and the processing of all of that evidence. And he said that sometimes they collect the evidence themselves, like the detectives in the unit. But on that case specifically, they had the crime scene tech people, and they were there, and they collected most of the evidence, and they were just kind of guiding the detectives as to what kind of evidence they should pick up and stuff like that. So I thought it was quite interesting, just mostly how they dealt with it right at when it happened, because it was really in the late at night too. So that's when we went into more of details.
Now, do the crime scene techs, are they separate from like the homicide unit then? Do they operate, are they civilian? Or are they law enforcement, you know, sworn law enforcement personnel as well?
Right. I didn't really ask, but from the experience that I had over at the prosecutor's office, they usually have SIU go in there and they process it. And then they are, you know, professionals, and that's their job and that's what they do. So I'm assuming in that case specifically, the crime scene techs, they were not just civilians and whatnot.
Okay. All right. Good. And again, that just kind of shows that you kind of have to be a little bit well-rounded, and there's a lot of connectivity between, you know, even different units and different, you know, personnel at a crime scene, and just trying to piece everything together. Again, it could be, you know, somewhat difficult, but again, working collectively and collaboratively together is very important. Do they work with any other agencies, like the Sheriff's Department or anything like that as well, or no?
I want to say,
County Sheriff's Departments.
Yeah, from what I have seen, because a big part of my job when I was an intern at the prosecutor's office was every day we would read the police reports of the night before for the violent crimes. So we would get a lot of homicides, and what usually they did was the first responder officers, they would collect the report and the basic evidence, and they would automatically contact the homicide detectives or drug task force, depending on what kind of case. So they do all work really closely together, and they all connect to, which is another big thing that unit that I was working with, the crime charges unit, was doing. They're the idea that they had was mostly get all the jurisdictions around Cuyahoga County together and maybe prosecute those individuals that were committing crimes in different cities within the county. They could be prosecuted as one indictment instead of being prosecuted in different jurisdictions. So every two weeks they had a meeting with all the detectives, and they had the DEA, and they had literally everybody in a room, and they would just kind of bring up their high-profile criminals, and then the detectives would just kind of talk with themselves and kind of work together into actually being able to prosecute those guys. So like you said, it's really important for the units to come together, and they really did that over at the Cuyahoga County. So,
Okay, great. Well, so we covered a lot of ground, and we're just about wrapping up on timeline, so I appreciate all your input. It was a great interview, and continue to do great work, and thanks again for calling in and sharing your experiences with us.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having me over in your show. I really appreciate it. If you have any other questions, just let me know.
Okay, will do. I appreciate it. You have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.